Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, I'm Susie Perry. Welcome to the BT Sport MotoGP podcast from Valencia. Here is how the race and the MotoGP title was won.
Last lap time, they're one lap away from the final checkered flag of the year.
And here goes Danny Keith.
A new world champion and the final checkered flag for one of the most respected Grand Prix journalists of all time. Mr. Julian Ryder, it's been an honour and a pleasure. Enjoy your last lap.
Keith, you are far, far too kind. I've enjoyed this year almost like no other. Danny Pedrosa's won already. Johann Zarco's never won. This race is not over because the remarkable rookie, Satellite Tech 3 Yamaha's Johann Zarco, the Frenchman, is on the tail of the old warrior, Honda's loyal soldier, Danny Pedrosa, a man who can put it about a bit himself. And he's pulling away from the Frenchman. The crowd, it's the first time I've heard the crowd properly this afternoon. They are loving it. Danny Pedrosa. Well, the harder thinking keep asking me why he keeps a job. Here's why he keeps a job, Keith. He's backed up Marc Marquez perfectly today. Everything Jorge Lorenzo didn't do today, Danny Pedrosa did. This man will quite rightly be world champion. Never mind rookies I've never seen the like of. Only Freddie Spencer and Casey Stoner come near the talent of Marc Marquez for my money. But Danny Pedrosa, a true professional, a great man, a wonderful Grand Prix racer, wins the final race of the year for Repsol Honda on Spanish soil. Zarco is second, Marquez is third, and he is world champion again.
Coming up, you can hear from Colin Edwards, Neil Hodgson, Gavin Emmett, Keith Ewan, and of course, the legend, Julian Ryder, making his final appearance with the team this weekend. Enjoy. Wow, what a day we've had.
Can you two
just talk for a minute while I just get my breath?
I said to Colin, didn't I? Just said, I'm absolutely exhausted.
Hey.
That was, what a race.
Unbelievable.
I mean, the tension. The fact that, obviously, we saw the Ducati riders on the limit. The drama about why ain't Lorenzo letting his teammate pass. We'll try and get to the bottom of that.
And then
the save of a lifetime.
But even with that whole Ducati thing, I mean, let's get to that. But let's start with Marc Marquez, shall we, and Zarco.
Yeah, it was here. You saw Marquez. He was just sitting back, and then he thought, all right, I might have a go at this. Got up under there. Good drive, and this is here we go. This is amazing. Unbelievable. This is the only guy in the world.
Look at that.
That can save this crash in that corner. I'm telling
you
right now.
On a world championship race as well, by the way.
Are you kidding me?
Maximum pressure late on in the race. Your front tire's destroyed by this point. Normally when a worn tire goes underneath you, you are gone. It's over. It's done. No one can save it on this planet. Well, one person can. We just witnessed it.
And not only save it, but save it well enough and get back in to get on the podium. Hello.
Unbelievable. Here we go again. And this is so... are you kidding me?
Yeah.
And you can see the scrape marks where everybody's crashed there, but unbelievable. Yeah, and to come back and get on the podium. Unbelievable.
The hospitality that we were watching that in, when they played that replay, the one where you can really see and pick it up, everyone stood up and applauded, didn't they?
Yeah.
And that
yeah.
is motorcycle racing like you never see, isn't it?
Yeah, well, but people appreciate that because you don't see that. The only man that you see doing it, now it's turning into week in, week out, is the man who's now six times world champion, 24 years old.
We do see it. We've seen him do it, save the front, Baz, save the front. But it's like first, second gear corners generally.
Not normally in a race.
Not at 110 mile an hour.
Yeah, normally when you save it, it's a fluke.
Not with him.
No, exactly.
Now, second half of this story is obviously the Ducatis, which is what you were alluding to. Well, not even alluding to. You were shouting about earlier. This is Lorenzo and Dovi. Shall we just have a look at their story then? And what was going on there?
No idea. Oh, well, obviously.
This is what happened.
It just shows that they were on the limit. This is a bogey track for Ducati. We've got these long corners. This bike doesn't turn. It's late in the race. The front tyre's gone. What's happened with Dovi is he's just on the limit. As he's hit the brake, he's probably lost the front an absolute fraction, but he has to release a bit of pressure. At that point then, look at this, you're just going into the corner way too fast. It looks like a rookie mistake. I promise you it's not. It's the fact that he's on the limit.
And I tell you the problem is, when you see Jorge Lorenzo's crash after what Marquez did, you're thinking, why didn't you just pick it up? What are you doing?
why didn't you save it on his knee?
Why don't you just pick it up?
The big question is, during the race, was Lorenzo holding Dovi up? I mean, obviously the team wanted just to give him a bit of space and let him go through. It had been on his pit board for absolutely ages. What do you think about this, just while Livio's coming in?
Yeah, well, with the regard on the team, obviously it's agreed that the strategy's agreed, but they were giving him the message, basically, move over. I'm totally confused why he didn't move over. So, I mean, I can't answer that. We will find out. We'll get to the bottom of it. A man who might know more than us is Livio. I know he obviously
worked
for the other team, but it's confusing.
But it doesn't get any more obvious than that pit board, though. We saw it was almost like, will you move over?
Hey,
minus one.
Mapping
down.
Eight. We know
mapping
what
nine, ma-
even
mapping
I know
ten.
What mapping eight is.
No mapping eight required for Honda.
No need.
Huge congratulations,
Thank
Livio,
you very much.
First of
Thank
all.
You.
What an absolutely phenomenal performance, not just by Marc Marquez, but also by the team. We know it's a team sport. There's a lot of people involved in getting this. What a day to have top step of the podium world champion.
First of all, thank you very much, and super happy for Dani as well, because it's been an up and down season for him, and it's very good to finish with the up. And then Mark is Mark, he did in his style. I think he's I'm around since more than 20 years, and I've never seen a save like that, honestly.
Been talking about...
Not only the save, and then also in off-road, is really unbelievable. And, all the best also for Dovi, because I think he did a super job this season, but Mark is something special, really.
Yeah, he really is. And he's looked pretty relaxed and his normal jovial self. I'm just going to go out and do my weekend as I normally do. What were the conversations, beforehand?
As always said, I think the biggest plus of Mark, apart, of course, from the talent, is his character. And I know riders with the same character would have won much more than what they have won.
I really don't have a question. We saw it all unfold. I just want to say congratulations. Awesome.
Thank
Heck
you,
of
Colin.
A year.
Thank you very much.
And what I want to know is, obviously, with testing coming up, can you make this bike better? Where does he go from here?
Well, in reality, riders are never happy with the bike, as you know. Engineers are trying to improve it. This season, many times they criticize us that the bike is only good for Mark. In reality, Dani has done 9 podiums this year and 2 wins. So for sure, Dani and Mark are special. Mm-hmm. But the bike is not bad. Carl complained a lot about the bike, for example, this season. It doesn't has the same feeling he had last year. And, it's not easy to improve, because I think the bike is not that bad, but sure, they would work.
Just stay with us for a minute, because I'm just hearing that we can speak to Marquez live now because he's with Gavin. So hang on with us.
Yeah, and we want to keep some of the energy, because Mark, just saying, after all that emotion, it's just getting to that moment where it's just dropping a little bit. But Mark, congratulations. You are the world champion in 2017. And that despite 27 crashes throughout the year, almost 28 in the race today. That moment was incredible. What were you thinking at that moment in time?
I promised to you from Thursday that it will be Marquez style since warm-up, but then so difficult to control myself on the race. It was impossible. I was behind Zarco and I was able to be much faster, but I say, okay, keep calm. But then, when I overtook Zarco to try to push, because I felt that my pace was better, I was a little bit scared. I was scared that Zarco go in and have some contact or something similar. And then I decided to push very hard at lap, but I pushed too hard. I pushed too hard, I lose the front. And we can say that this left elbow gave me the world champion It's nice. It's nice now that it's passed. It's nice to, even on the race that you decide the title, have this kind of safers that this year I had many, many times.
It is your sixth World Championship, your fourth in MotoGP. Where was the key? Because it didn't look like an easy start to the season for you.
Yeah, of course, it was so difficult. It was, so stressful year. In the first part of the season, I was was difficult moments, many up and downs, but especially Montmeló, Mugello was so difficult to get away from that that hole. But then since I get the feeling with the bike, I was pushing. Luckily, we had a really good opponents. We fight many races, especially with Andrea. And this make even this championship more exciting. So I want to congrats Andrea because I learned many things from him, especially mental coach. He was very, 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 very focused all the time. And congrats to Ducati, but especially congrats to my team because they did an incredible job.
You've celebrated a little bit on that cool down lap. How are you going to celebrate now?
Of course, now it's time to interviews and speak a lot.
Well, that's not celebrating. Come
but
on.
Of course, this night we have a MotoGP ceremony. But after that, big party. Tomorrow morning, you will not find me. I will sleep all day.
I think I'll be avoiding Valencia. Well, if you and the team are out there, it's going to be wild. Mark, congratulations. A brilliant season. Well done.
Thank you very much. Bye.
I hope we will be able to find him. We've got a big interview with him tomorrow, I do believe, for another show. Livio, though, just looking at the season that's behind you, you know, it didn't start very well for Honda. It's not been a plain sailing kind of year. He's had great battles on track, but you must have been, you know, struggling a bit for the first few races, scratching your head a bit.
Yeah, in reality, it's a strange feeling I have, because if you look at the result of the first races, we were, okay, in Qatar was difficult, but we start late with some rain, so he cannot use the front tire like. Then the second race, they both were very fast, and Carl was on the podium, but they both crashed. Then we went to America, we finished one third, then Jerez 1-2. So in reality, we had some good days, but also some bad days, like Mugello was really, very difficult. And as he said, it was good not to get in panic, and after a race like Mugello, don't try to change everything and try to make a revolution. And step by step, try to keep the positive of the bike, and the engineers have done a great job. And after Barcelona, basically, he was able to fight for the win or for the podium every race, except Silverstone.
Did you see a difference in his mentality? Because he said the first part of the season he was 6 out of 10, and then he said now he's 9 out of 10. Did you notice a difference from the beginning to now?
For sure. Since he started to get the feeling again, he got more relaxed. At the beginning of the season, he was a little bit more nervous, unhappy of the situation and trying to, you know. But this, again, is his character. He's so good. He's always trying to see the positive part of the things, and this helps him a lot, for sure.
Well, they're different characters, Danny and Mark. You've got two super friendly, very experienced guys in your garage, which obviously helps the team immensely. How happy are you with Danny Pedrosa particularly today?
Very, very happy, because, as I said, for Danny, it's been a difficult season. In one of the best circuits for him, like Misano, Motegi, Sepang, we have been unlucky with the weather. I mean, unlucky with it was raining. And this season, in some circumstances with the rain, he was struggling so much with the to put temperature in the tire, so it basically destroyed three of the main of the most good race for him. Most good, I think, is a very bad English, sorry.
We'll take it.
I'm still not young, drunk. But having said that, I'm super happy because also with the help of Seti, because I must give credit to Seti, has done a great job this year to keep Danny with a good motivation and more positive.
Livio, just quickly back to Mark. We get asked all the time, off Susie, how does he do it? How is he so special? Now, you're his team manager. You spend all the time with him. What's he really like away when the garage door's down, when you're sat in, you know, on your own with him? I'd be really interested, like his character or what
he really
talks
likes
about.
To stay with the team. I'm around since more than 20 years. I never seen a rider that spend all the weekend with his team. Every evening he had the dinner with his team. Every time he's waiting if they have to work longer because sometimes a crash, and and he's waiting
just
for
just the 27 though,
just,
yeah,
just sometimes, and he's waiting for them, and they eat together and laugh together, and this I think is his secret. to Capelli to have this kind of family around him that keep him in a kind of bubble, you know?
And his feedback, though, is he really technical? Sorry, Susie. I want to know more about him. As riders, you always think, don't you, Colin? I wonder if people's feedback's better. Does he come in and give even... like the most detailed feedback with his setting?
You know, I'm not a technician, but for sure it's good because in giving information. Because, as you know, the worst things for an engineer is to have a rider that one day go this direction and the day after wake up and goes like this direction. The good thing with Mark is that he's always very fast, doesn't matter with the bike, but still can say, I prefer this or that, and he's constant in his comment. This is very, very important.
What he really wants to know is, when he has a sandwich, does he cut it in a square or a triangle?
I don't know.
OK. We'll let you go and find out, Livio. Super reporting. Go and celebrate. Well deserved. Thank you very much. Congratulations. And I'll just confirm today's race result for you then. Here it is. You know who won? It was Dani Pedrosa. A brilliant win for him. Joan Zarco so close for the rookie. Marc Marquez on the podium, taking his fourth Premier Class world title. And Alex Rins was fourth. Valentino Rossi, fifth today. Andrea Iannone was sixth. Jack Miller, 7th, Cal Crutchlow 8th, Michele Pirro 9th, and Tito Rabat made the top 10. So let's go over now and catch up with Dani Pedrosa.
Dani, congratulations on that victory today. You love this place, we know you do, but it looked like you had to play a bit of a waiting game, knowing Mark was in front of you and knowing that the race might change at any moment, as it did.
Yeah, it was a very, very difficult race from the beginning. I think I did a very good start, and I was just behind Mark in the first lap, but in the second lap, Johan passed me, and then behind it was very difficult to find the good grip, and I was struggling in the front a lot, and I was on the medium rear when they were on the soft. So at the beginning, I expect that I was not that fast as them, so I was a little bit dropping, but then in the middle of the race, they start to fight. I could get more in touch, but I was struggling a lot in the entry with the front, and I didn't know really how to manage the situation. But then Mark, I think he had some extra pace, maybe for about 2-3 tenths. But when he tried to push, then he made the mistake, the massive save.
Did you see that?
Yeah, I see.
What were you thinking?
Well, I couldn't believe, of course, but... it was amazing to see from behind that save, no? But after that, I could get back to my rhythm and fight more with Johan. And I could find that at the end my medium tire was working better and I can find a little better edge grip. So this was the key, I think. Try to stay there in the beginning for have that extra at the end. But although... Johan was very strong into the corner, so it was very difficult for me to have the grip in the front and the thrust. So I tried a few times to pass him, but I lost the front and I had to go wide. But at the end, last lap, pass was good.
Let's hear from the rookie of the year, MotoGP this year, Joan Zarco.
Joan, congratulations. Another brilliant podium in your rookie season. We thought that win might have been coming. We've heard what went on. I want to know what you were thinking when you saw Mark streaking up the inside and making that save. Did you think, here's my chance now?
Yeah, I really thought, okay. I felt he was behind and he was controlling so well. I really felt he is faster than me. He can be much faster. And but he knew that if he passed, if he overtook me, if I don't want to lose the time, I need to overtake immediately after. So that was the mentality race. So when he overtook me this second time and tried to push from the first corner, as he said, it has been a bit too much and almost crashed. And from that point, I say, wow, now it can be my chance. So I keep going. I had also some hot moment, almost, I cannot say almost crash like him, but for me it was almost crash. And keeping the pace, I was able to feel well the bike, try to control also this driving from the rear tire, and waiting that somebody tried to attack me, to attack again. Then he did it on the last lap, just in the first corner, and he did it well. And I could not go well into the corner. I've lost a little gap. And from that, when I saw it was Dani, I immediately think, I can be stronger than him on the brake. But finally, all the time, the gap was a bit too big. And when I tried to be very close to him to attack him on the next corner, I've lost the front again. So I tried till the end to do it, but the gap was a bit too much. Anyway, we can say shame for the victory, but I don't want to say it, because fight for the victory, it's already a pretty nice thing. And first or second for today means exactly the same for the race. I was strong, fighting, taking my targets and enjoying with the team.
And after this first season, we know you're going to be strong again next year. How do you sum up this rookie season for you and how it's going to prepare you for next season?
I sum it that I've learned a lot of things, and overall, the way I finish the season, I need to keep this level for next year and try to even have a better level of riding, because we can see Mark has this high pace that not all riders can have. So I will think about it this winter, and what I can feel and the way I can be confident on the bike, I want to keep it to start well next year.
Wow, Joan Zarco, an incredible character, a gymnast, as we know, with his backflips. He plays the piano to a really high standard, and he's not a bad motorcycle racer either.
Quite good at singing, I believe, as well. Speaks 15 different languages. You want to see him juggle.
15?
15, yeah. Serious? I might have made a little bit of that up.
Is that
yeah,
good language?
I made up everything I said. No, I mean, Justin, he is incredible, isn't he?
He really is.
And everybody should be aware, next year he's going to come out stronger. There's nothing like finishing a season so strong like he has done as well.
I have a question, though. Is he going to be on Vinales' bike?
I mean, that is a great question. It sounds like a joke question. Normally, that team receive the bikes from this season. The last thing Johan Zarco wants now is to jump on Valentino Rossi's or Maverick Vinales' motorcycle.
Yeah.
So it's going to be really interesting to find out what happens. I'm going to be poking around these garages later, Susie.
Yeah, no, it'd be really interesting to see what Hervé thinks, because he's not going to want that bike in his team, is he?
I tell you what, I love this sport. You know, you got Morbidelli is so laid back. You got Zarco, who's, you know, got his little funny thing going. Now, all these guys are so different. I just remember years back, everybody used to be just kind of the same. And now, I don't know, a different flavor
of different,
folks.
We were cool.
Yeah, we were cool, weren't we?
Really cool.
Should we move on to Moto2? I think it's probably time. This is the race result for Moto2. it was Miguel Oliveira who got the hat-trick. Three on the Barrett. Superb performance from him. Franco Morbidelli, the world champion, was second. And the second KTM rider, Brad Binder, into third. Francesco Bagnaia was fourth. Alex Marquez, fifth. And then moving down, 10th place went to Dominique Eyre. So let's catch up then with the highlights.
Miguel Oliveira, 3 out of 3 for the Portuguese. The Moto2 finale has seen KTM stamp their mark all over the class.
Miguel, congratulations. 3 victories right at the end of the season. Caps off a year when we thought the KTM was coming into this class. We didn't know what to expect. Now we know next year. And I expect you're already looking forward to 2018.
Yes, I am. I am very much looking forward. We couldn't imagine this end of the season, that's for sure. For all of us, even for Brad, he made quite a good step. The truth is that we haven't changed basically anything on the bike, rather than adjusting our setting. So we knew at the beginning of the season that the potential was there, but we didn't have the bike really with a good setup, and now we find our way to do things and to ride this Moto2, and even myself, I think I made a big step on my riding, and I'm much more confident and looking forward already to next week when we start to testing for next season.
Moto3 then, the results of that race. Jorge Martin got his maiden victory finally in the last race of the season. Joan Mir second, Marcos Ramirez was third on the podium, Romano Fenati just off today, and Kazuki Masaki rounded out the top 10. And I'm very happy to say that Jorge has joined us here. We've spoken to you during the season, you've been injured, it's been an up and down. Well, you've had such consistency though on the podium, but how does it feel to actually win?
Well, it feels amazing, you know. It was a really hard year for me. We We worked so hard from the beginning of the year, but I had the injury at the half of the season, and yeah, to recover myself was really hard. But then I start to recover all the feeling, and finally I feel really strong now, and I could finish on the top.
Excellent news.
So the race itself, obviously there was some stuff going on behind you with Mir going off the track. Did you feel like you could have won even if he was with you, or would have been more tactical battle?
I still didn't watch the race, but I was really, really focused for this weekend. From Friday, you can see,
yes,
I was pushing so hard. I was trying to make a lot of laps with used tires for the race, and I think I was ready to win even with him. But yeah, I had the lucky thing that Rodrigo crashed, so I got the 2 seconds gap. So I pushed so hard till it's 6 seconds, and then I managed.
Was that your strategy, though, when you first started? Did you think, I just need to go out and make as much space as I can between?
Yeah,
you knew
for
what
sure. The first plan was to pull away, but, you know, Mir was really, really fast also. So if I wasn't alone, he will be with me. So finally, I was alone. It was an easy race, you know, till the 12th lap I was pushing, but then I just managed the tire for the end.
We have to talk about the qualifying lap.
Yeah.
Remember, it was 39.1, and you did 38.4. Unbelievable. How was it?
Yeah, you can see. This year, I was really, really, really fast on the hot lap, and I hope to continue like this. I can make really good laps with new tires, and this is important. We also need to work like this weekend, the whole 2018 season, to finish the race on the top.
Yeah, you really did.
This is important.
We can't wait to see you race again next year. It's been really exciting.
Thank you,
and congratulations on getting on the podium, on the top step. And here is how it happened.
So Ramirez, is he going to try for a lunge? Is he going to try for a lunge? We're in the final sector.
He tried.
We're waiting for Jorge Martin to take the checkered flag. Jorge Martin is already there at the checkered flag with a classy, massive wheelie. Martin wins his first ever Grand Prix. Joan Mir, the world champion, recovers to take second place.
Jorge Martin has come through the pain of that, the long-term pain of that ankle injury, Keith, and he has finally won a race. There is some justice there.
And this is how the championship finished then. Joan Mir wrapping it up some time ago now. An incredible season for him. Didn't quite equal Valentino Rossi's 11 wins in the season, but did get the biggest points haul ever in the lightweight class. Romano Fenati second, Aaron Canet third. Jorge Martin, who we just spoke to, definitely somebody to watch for in the future, in fourth place. Then Fabi D'Antonio in fifth. Enea Bastianini sixth. John McPhee was seventh, his last ride today for the British talent team. Marcos Ramirez eighth. Andrea Mino ninth. And Philip Ertl was 10th. Now then, I'm sure you've heard us talking today about the final for all of the boys on track, but also for one of our boys in the commentary booth. Yes, Julian Ryder has decided to hang up his MotoGP microphone and concentrate on other projects. He, of course, has had an absolutely outstanding career. We're all very sad to see him go, but we'd like to celebrate his incredible career and the love and warmth that he's given to all of us, and the help that he gives us with his statistics too. He's been absolutely glorious. You know, just sending love, really, from this track. And thank you very much, Jules, and we wish you all the best. I know there's some messages to read out, so over to you.
Oh dear.
Hi Julian, I've heard the news that you won't be here with us next year, which is unfortunate, because I remember watching racing on the TV and hearing your voice, and it was always great to me when I first came at the age of 15. You made me feel very welcome, and I never forget the races I watched back, Qatar, Donington, where you was commentating and always supporting me. So hope to see you around again soon, and stay out of trouble.
Jules, the paddock's not going to be the same without you. I appreciate everything you've done for me. You've always had my back. I wish you all the best for the future.
All right, Jules. Well, it's a shame that it's coming to an end and that you're leaving us, but I'll always remember the good memories from the very beginning in 2005 in Catalonia, where I sat in your pit box, you know, watching the racing, to my 125, you know, victories, Moto2 and podiums inside the MotoGP. It's been a pleasure to have you commentate and hear your wisdom words on everything, and I wish you the very best. So good luck, thanks for being part of the memories, and enjoy a little bit of time away from this bunch.
Sorry to hear that Jules is leaving at the end of the year, one of our best British commentators that has ever been. I've been privileged to be commentated on by Jules for many, many years now. I've had some great commentary and some bad commentary in my eyes. But we have a great relationship. He's done very, very well over the years. And I remember listening to him as a kid. And I'm sure he'll be watching for many years to come. And we'll see what his future life brings.
Ciao Julian, sorry to hear that you're leaving. We will miss you a lot. And are you sure? Yes, okay, die. You enjoy and see you next time. Bye.
Well, Julian, obviously we're going to miss you. We've had a chat. We're trying to work out what can we get you something. But I mean, what do you get? Look, you don't get nervous. What can you get the man who's got contacts, got the access to everything? So we've had a long chat. It's not been easy, but we got you something. I don't know if you'll recognise this, but I want something that hopefully you'll remember us all by.
I hate you so much, I can't even begin.
Every time you look at that, Julian, you will hopefully think of losing money to...
I will. That is fantastic. And it's autographed by a... This is a Ducati Wing from last year. And I lost 100 euros to Neil Hodgson betting on the fact they... He said they'd be on every race. I said they wouldn't. I lost 100 euros. And one of the reasons I'm going home to sulk is these two gits.
Hey,
I
can, and that took some getting, as you can
factory,
imagine, out of the factory.
That's going in the office. That is. Can I say, have I got time? Yes, I don't care if I've got time or not. I'm going to say it. It's been such a pleasure with my old friend Keith, who I've known for decades. But to sit next to you, Neil, as well, and James Toseland and Colin Edwards, to exchange views with world champions like you blokes, has been such a privilege.
Well, thank you very much. We're going to miss you dearly.
So say all of us.
Here it is then, the reformed boy band with its
on
female
tour
manager.
In 2018 as well.
Let's talk about Marc Márquez. He is the six-time world champion, four-time Premier Class, Gavin. Special guy.
Absolute genius. I just spoke to Johan Zarco. You didn't quite hear it though. Something he was saying is I can still learn so much from him. Off track in terms of his lifestyle, how he is, happy-go-lucky. And happy-go-lucky on track as well, isn't he?
We've seen images of what, like I say, normal world-class motorcycle riders can't do, can't get away with, but this is what makes this man so special. Great footage of just the unique ability of Marc Márquez.
He blows me away. He's just always on the edge. And I've never seen a motorcycle racer that, when I watch him on TV and sit in the booth with you guys, it's hard to talk. It's hard to say anything. I just want to shut up and watch.
And there was another then save to add to that collection of all those that we've seen this year, last year, all those kinds of things. He just keeps pushing the boundaries every single time, and the others are going to have to raise their game. You saw it, that said it at the top, Susie. He's crashed 27 times this year. Casey Stoner was winning world championships, the big crasher, with seven. Yet he still somehow manages to bounce.
And then he's left us with this for the winning.
This is incredible. Yes. We had our BT Sports Save of the Season on Twitter.
This is it,
because this has won the world championships.
A week in too early.
That's 27 and a half, we can call that.
Loris Paz would have won that save, I think, of the season.
He did win it on Twitter, right. Interestingly.
But I think that one even takes it, doesn't it? Just because what it means.
Exactly.
Exactly, in a world championship race. But it's fair to say that he's taken riding motorcycling to a completely new level, isn't it?
It really has, and it's certainly the lower classes, Moto 3, Moto 2, they're all looking at him and they're changing the way they train, you know, all this dirt track, you know, riding really loose. He's sort of gone back to like in the 70s when Kenny Roberts and those guys turned up. They raised the bar with this new radical style. Well, Márquez has just raised it, obviously.
It's what great sportsmen do, don't they? Yeah. They take things to another level.
Change
and everyone.
The complexion.
Exactly, and that's what he's done. Rossi did it in his time beforehand, and now Mark's doing it.
Why do you think I retired?
You rolled the dice too many times. Colin, quick highlight for you of the season.
Oh, honestly. There's so many images that keep flipping through. Jack Miller, honestly, in Le Mans, that wasn't a highlight. That was just an image that I have. That just lucky to have him still here. It was amazing. I mean, unbelievable crash.
My highlight was what we just saw then.
Yeah.
That first corner to for the pressure of the world championship. Ridiculous.
I find it hard to pick between Austria and Japan, the final corners. Japan because of the wet, because of the jeopardy. But Austria, for me, it's the hand from Dovi, which just said, announced Dovi on the scene. I can do this. I can beat Mark. OK, it didn't happen in the end, but it just brought Dovi right to the fore.
For me, as a race, it was Phillip Island, Australia. I just thought it was one of the greatest races I've ever been, you know, privileged to be an absolute part of. And then watching the guys come back from broken legs after 3 weeks. It's just a sport, isn't it? Yeah. Why doesn't every single person in the world watch this sport? It's the best. Well, that's it from Valencia. Thanks for joining us on this incredible 2017 season. We'll be back in 2018. Enjoy your winter. And before you know it, we'll be back on track at Qatar.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Late bloomers tend to have more curiosity. They tend to have more resilience.
There's stories and mythology that this country has woven around black men.
This is the cavalry, right? These are the leaders, the hometown heroes and local leaders. And we are.
It's a survival mechanism to just be like wary of police.
What if everything we've been taught is just all wrong?
What's worth more than this fear right now?
And that rising after failure is part of the glory of being a human being.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.